trembling earth. Summers, driving to the beach in our blue Oldsmobile, my father would reach through his roll-down window as we passed the Okefenokee's Waycross entrance and point. That's where Pogo lives. He never stopped, and if we knew the Blackwater Swamp that bubbled close to our home was the largest in North America, or that it harbored Muskogee burial grounds, I forgot. Until at a family reunion, children and grandchildren in tow, we booked a sunset cruise. My mother declined to go. "It's a sight to behold," she granted, "but some people never come back." The boat glides in inky waters through meadows of pitcher plants and water lilies. An alligator sprawls on a tussock, its eyes shuttered. Our guide idles the craft near a rookery where sandhill cranes and ibises, herons and egrets racket the sky. The birds roost in towering cypresses, their white wings, rosy breast, and blue feathers lit like ornaments. We bundle in puffer jackets, watch a lazy black current swallow the orange glow. A quarter moon rises, our signal to leave. Years later, a prairie burns. Ash coats cotton fields that neighbor my parents' home. But a fire keeps a swamp, we're told. Unlike the Twin Pines mine that will claw away soil and pirate sand from Okefenokee's ancient dam. The treasure, titanium oxide for smoke grenades and solar panels. An additive that makes white paint whiter, makes paper, toothpaste, and marshmallows brighter. The company promises limited damage, good-paying jobs, whitewashes the loss, wetlands, tupelos, bobcats, and bitterns. In such a wake, bones rattle and mud quakes.